Sokala Duma Radio.
It's been a taxing period for the Bafana Bafana players. They had to travel to Tunisia, play in Tunisia against a very hostile Libyan crowd, against a very hostile Moroccan referee. However, they prevailed. They won 2-1. They've qualified for the African Cup of Nations, which will be held in Egypt. We have exclusive content from the players, exclusive access to the players in the Bafana Bafana camp. We have Darren Keat, we have Dean Furman, and Tyson Tlatshwayo. I'm excited to speak to them, courtesy of us, Sokala Duma Radio, to you, the Sokala Duma Radio listener. Yeah, the interviews, enjoy them.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Yeah, thank you very much, man, for speaking to us. Where are you guys at now? Are you already back in the country?
No, we just got to the airport. We've had a 4-hour journey from back in this morning, so we just got back to the airport now. We're going to catch a flight to Dubai and then back in South Africa tomorrow morning.
No, okay, not a problem. I'll try and be as quick as I can covering the major incidents in the game. How are you feeling? I mean, emotionally, where you at? Are you exhausted mentally?
Yeah, we're in good spirits this morning, as you can imagine. It was a difficult task. It was a hostile environment. But we pulled through. The boys fought for everything last night, and we came away delighted with the win. But most importantly, we've got qualification for AFCON, which is a huge achievement and one that we're going to enjoy at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, the seemingly was a tactical decision from you guys not to complain too much. Every time you made a foul, even though it was unfair, you moved on, you got back into the business side of things. Was it a collective decision not to argue much about against the officiating?
I think so. It's one of the things that we've learned playing on the continent. I think trying to remonstrate with a referee isn't necessarily going to get you anywhere. As you saw with a penalty, once the referee gave his decision, I know we were a little bit heated in that moment, but he was never going to change his decision. So I think for us, it was just important to stick to the game plan, not get carried away with our emotions, not get carried away with the fans and the bottles getting thrown onto the pitch. We had a job to do. We'd worked on our game plan all week, and we made sure that we carried out our game plan despite any distractions that may have come our way.
Yeah. Did you get a sense before the game that there were going to be some subversive tactics in terms of building up the hotel, the way in which you were treated at the airport in Tunisia? Or was it a surprise when you got to the match that the official and the crowd was totally against you?
We knew the crowd was going to be against us. That was a given. We're playing in North Africa. We knew there was going to be a lot of Libyans coming over. And in fact, it was a great atmosphere. And I think for us, we quite enjoyed it. We embraced it. It was nice when we walked out for the pitch inspection. There was some abuse thrown our way. But I think that motivated us even more. And what was lovely for us was the fact that we silenced the crowd for long periods. They were very loud and boisterous to begin with. But very quickly, the silent went pretty quiet. The stadium went pretty quiet, so that was fantastic for us. And obviously, the bottles got thrown on, but we managed to keep our focus despite nearly getting hit a few times, especially during the goal celebrations. But we kept it together, and we were delighted with the victory.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of South Africans were shocked when they saw the starting lineup. In that, we saw Santi and Mayela at left back, and we both saw you and Kamogelo Mokgojo, who are two defensive midfielders. It's understandable, but there were two left backs as well. What was your impression internally when you saw the starting 11 and the fact that it looked like you were going to be too defensive?
You know, from the outside, people can have their opinions and they can talk about what they want to talk about. But we worked on something all week. We had a very specific game plan. It may have looked defensive, but it allowed us to stop crosses coming in the box. And one of the things we planned to work on was, or that we looked at from the first game in Durban, was that they like to get the balls in the box and they're dangerous from that. So it's very important for us to stop the flow of crosses, and that was probably one of the reasons why we went the way we did. But actually, it did help us in the attacking sense, and then we could remain on the pitch with our two key strikers, Percy and Levan Mukiba, and ultimately, having two strikers up there caused them a lot of problems and ultimately won us the game.
Yeah, and you played well. It was excellent. And I'm sure when you get to the OR Tambo International Airport, you will get the feeling. You're already seeing it on social media as well. What does this victory mean to you? You've been to AFCONs before, but was this sweeter than the others?
I wouldn't say sweeter. I think all victories for the national team are sweeter. Obviously, we knew what the prize was at the end of this victory, so that's why it was so great for us and one that we really enjoyed. It was a big game, and I'm under a lot of pressure. We pulled through, and I think to see some of the reaction on social media, it's just fantastic to see the country behind us and really backing us, and hopefully that's how it's going to be now going forward into the AFCON.
Yeah, and finally, before we move on to Darren, for you, do you think that perhaps your performance was it enough to seal a slot in the AFCON? Have you booked yourself a plane? You feeling confident that you will be part of the squad?
I don't think anyone's booked on the flight at the moment. I think what I know is that there's 6 games left in the PSL and 6 games that I'm sure the coach and his technical team will be watching very, very closely to see who the form players are and who the coach wants to select in his team. And for everyone who's playing, whether it's in the PSL or whether it's abroad, we've now got a 2-month race on to make sure we're in the squad. And I think we're going to see some players step up their game. There's going to be injuries. There's going to be players hitting form. There's going to be players out of form. And for all of us, it's an important time to focus now and make sure that we're at the top of our game.
Yeah, thank you very much, man. We appreciate your work. And thank you very much for qualifying us to Egypt. If you can hand over the phone to Darren if he's around you now.
Okay, thanks very much. Hello?
Hey, Darren, how are you?
Hi, good to meet you.
I'm good. This is Nkululeko speaking from Sokola Duma Radio. Well, it's very nice to speak to you. How are you feeling?
Yeah, good. Very good, thanks.
Yeah, man. The last, you know, in that penalty incident, I think I heard one of your defenders shout, Popeye, Popeye. And they were shouting for you to get the ball. Obviously, that's your nickname. And you got the ball. Did you have any sense that that was coming, the penalty?
No, I mean, obviously, I've gone to collect the ball. The ball's in my area. And you know, I've got to protect myself in my area. And I've got to make sure, obviously, my arms are going up, my hands are going up, so yeah. My whole body's exposed. And as much as you can protect yourself, you do it. And obviously, my foot caught the striker a bit, and he's made a bit of a hash out of it. Yeah. You know, he's eaten his meal completely there, and the referee's gone for it and given a soft penalty. So it's definitely not a penalty in any stage of any football match. But, you know, obviously, it's one of those games where they're going to look for things and they're going to look for ways to try and get us down. So, yeah, it was a soft penalty in the end, but I mean, it didn't bother us too much. We jumped straight back out of it and scored another goal. So, yeah, we got out of it pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, all of us were hanging on to the edge of our seats. We were hoping for you guys to qualify. The rest of South Africa is proud of the achievement and the performance. But take me through pre-game, because between you and Ronan Williams, it was a coin toss. The coach wasn't sure what to do, who to pick. What ultimately tipped it in your favour?
Well, I mean, I don't know. You know, honestly, I have no idea. Obviously, either one of us could have played. I mean, you have a number of keepers in South Africa who always want to play, and at any stage, anyone will be ready to play. And obviously, you know, the coach opted for me, I mean, obviously, you've got to try and do as well as you can and help the team do well, and that's what we... I mean, obviously, I was on the field, but it was a whole week of hard work and training together and making sure that we're all ready for whatever occasion or whatever situation, and that's what we had to do. So there was no any certain way or anything that I think that made it that I should have had to play, but in the end the coach made his decision, and obviously you always got to do the best you can.
Yeah, I mean, it was certainly an inspired performance by you, keeping goals. Did you get a sense that the referee was unfair and biased? What was your impression of his officiating?
I mean, you never want to comment too much about that. I mean, they are the way that they are. And, you know, obviously coming up here to North Africa and the referee also being from North Africa, you always know it's going to be tough and things will go against you. And, you know, they'll do what they can. The other team will try and do things they can to go against you, like messing up our national anthem, you know, trying to get us down. Even before the game, the referee told me to change my grey undershirt because the grey undershirt wasn't exactly the same grey as my playing shirt and, you know, things like that. So they're always going to try and do things to get in your face and to try and get the team down and out from the beginning. And, but I think we stood strong and I think we showed what we're capable of and we showed our intent and everything like that. So, yeah, I know, all up to the boys and to the staff and everything. You know, we did well and we worked hard and we fought hard. So we got everything we wanted out of the game.
Yeah, I mean, and I think the popular feeling now about your performance is that before the game, people were unsure about whether or not you or Ronwen would be the number one. But I think after the game now, it is fair to say that you perhaps are now regarded number one, considering that Kune is out injured for the next couple of months. What do you make of that? Are you certain that you will be the starting goalkeeper in the AFCON in June?
No, I never look at it that way, and no one should ever look at it that way. You know, I've said throughout my whole career that at any moment, everyone's going to be able to play, and you know, you've got to fight, and you're going to work for your position and for where you want to be. I mean, the outfield, we've got a number of outfield players. You can play anywhere and do well for the team, and the same in the goalkeeping department. And, you know, it's no different. We've got to make sure we're still working hard. And at the end of the day, the coach will make his decision based on what he thinks will fit the game plan that he's putting into mind and on the field. And that's what we've got to be ready for. So I don't look at myself in any certain way that I should play or anyone should play, but just to work at it and make sure we're ready at any given time. So that's all that we're looking toward.
Yeah, a large number of the back four as well are your teammates. Three of the back four were your teammates or are currently your teammates at club level. How important was that tactically and how did that help you because you're familiar with three of them?
Yeah, I mean, it makes it a little bit easier. But, you know, we spent a good week together, training together and working hard together. So at the end of the day, anyone who could have played would have been able to do a job. And you know, that's the business that we're in, is that when someone gets the opportunity, you've got to do the job. And, you know, so it wouldn't have made too much of a difference. But obviously for the defenders, they know how I play. I know how they play. I know how they read the game. So, you know, we kind of work off each other pretty well like that. And it may or may not have counted in our favour, but in the end, whatever we did, it worked. So that's the main thing. That's the main focus of what we wanted.
Yeah. And before I let you go, last two questions from me. First, I need your comment on Percy Tau. How special is that guy, though? First and foremost.
I mean, there's no other way to put it. I mean, Percy is Percy, and Percy does what he wants, and he does what he can to help the team, and that's what works so well for us. He scored the two goals, but you know, I think as a team, as a partnering striker, I think they complement each other very well. Percy is a type of striker that we need to get him into those type of areas, and when we do, then he shows his true ability, and I think that's what happened. You know, he's gotten himself into good situations, and we've helped each other, and we've gotten there where we needed to be, and then we get the goals that we need. So yeah, I mean, he's really a unique player, but you know, so is the rest of the team at the moment. I think we've gone into AFCON unbeaten, which makes us pretty much all unique. You know, not everyone can do it. It's not an easy task, and at times, when you need a moment of magic, then it's nice to know that Percy's around.
A couple of things that you mentioned, the fact that we are unbeaten in the group stage, or we were unbeaten in the group stages of the AFCON qualifiers. Going into the AFCON in June, where does it put us in terms of strength, and how far do you think we can go before I let you go?
I don't, honestly, I don't care how far we can go or how far we need to go. We just want to go out and make sure we do what's needed to be done. We're all going to fight for a position. We're all going to fight for a starting place, no matter who is in the team. I mean, you all want to fight and make sure you're in the team or that you're ready to play at any moment, and that's what we're going to do. And once we get that established, once we get a team established, then we'll take it from there and we'll say, okay, well, this is the plan today. This is what we want to do to try and get the win and make sure we can get the win. So we're not planning ahead as to say, we want to do this, we want to do that. No, we just want to go into AFCON and go in as a big group, as a big team, and make sure we give the best that we can and make each other proud. And by doing that, then, you know, the rest of South Africa will be proud of us also.
I mean, it was an excellent performance. Personally, thank you very much. You did really, really well. If you weren't there yesterday, I don't know, who knows what the score would have been. We thank you very much for your performance as a team and as an individual. That was excellent. If you can pass on the phone to Namhla. Thank you so much for the chat, though.
Okay, must I give the phone to her?
Yes.
Okay, all right, perfect, no problem. Thanks very much.
Hello.
Hi, Namhla. Thank you very much, man, for giving us the time with these guys.
My pleasure.
We really, really appreciate this. This is lovely content. Is there any one of the guys, like Tau or Satchwayo, around that we can chat to for 2-3 minutes?
I must just look for him.
Sure.
I'm giving you a hand. You're taking the arm now.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know where he is.
No, if you can't see Tau, then that's fine, but if you can look for him.
Okay, yeah, hold on.
Yeah, thank you very much, man, for speaking to us on Sokala Duma Radio. Just a few minutes. I understand that you are extremely exhausted from the flight and the traveling. I mean, how special was that performance from you and the team yesterday?
We know that we needed to really to secure the faith and make sure that we confirm everything. And it was very important for the team for the country to qualify.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the officiating generally, I think it was a shout. I picked it up. It could have been a shout when you said, bye-bye, your ball. And then Darren Kitt went up. He got the ball. It looked legitimately like a clean taken ball. And then all of a sudden, it was a penalty. What was your reflection on the officiating and that penalty incident?
I think the officiating wasn't that good because there were a lot of accidents that happened, you know, because Popeye went for the ball, he was free, then the guy ran to Popeye, and we were really shocked to see that he gave a penalty, and we tried to avoid the ref as much as possible because we knew that how important this game is, and we knew that the referee will be emotional because even if it was a penalty inside the box, even the goal, Lebowang scored, which was a goal. But we're happy to be able to manage to come back and get a second goal, you know, and do as well as a team.
Yeah, it was an excellent back five performance. Was it awkward for you guys to have two left backs tactically? Did the guys always know, especially for you as a number five, did the guys always know when to be, where to be, at what time? Or did it take a lot of communication between the five of you?
For sure, obviously, there's Tommy and Ino. You know that they love to go forward, you know, and the fullbacks, that's why we play with the rest of it, because we knew that they would come to slackers in the long. The tall guy, you know, so it was very well. We started the preparation from the first day of the week, and we played three at the back and with the wing back going forward, you know. And you know what, they will come at us because they needed a win, and they didn't need a draw, but we knew that they will come at us, and that's when we put a trap, you know, to suck them in to come to us and counter.
Yeah, and the missiles that were thrown in the field when every time you guys scored a goal, was that expected? How did you guys galvanize yourself to ignore all of that and continue with the performance?
Yeah, for sure, obviously, previously as a student, we've had a lot of situations where we're in control and the second of the game, then with a lot of concentration, then we end up conceding a goal because even when you see the penalty, the way we conceded it, Tani was injured, Tani was out, and the back four had to reshuffle, and that's when they scored. So those moments, those critical places, we needed to be concentrated.
And finally, what does this victory mean to you as Tyson Tachai, one of the leaders of the team? What does this victory mean to you personally? And what do you think it means for us as a country should be? Because some people are saying semi-finals for AFCON. Some people are saying quarterfinals. Other people have gone on to say that you will win. Guide us here. What is the strength of the team, really? And what does this victory mean for us?
You know, for me personally, I'm honored to be able to defend this team. We're able to take the team to the AFCON. And for sure, obviously, we climbed this mountain, we got to the top, and there's a lot of challenges. There are a lot of mountains that need to be climbed. It's like we just take it day by day. But I'm very proud of this team. And it has united the country, because I've said it earlier on that South Africa and Bafana Bafana, when they win, when they do better, South Africa is united, and it gets that better.
Yeah, I mean, like I said to Darren and Dean, first thing, thank you very much, guys, for the performance. And it was incredible. What you made us feel yesterday was a sense of pride in the national team. And well done for the performance. And good luck on the league run as you come back with Bidvest Wits up there in the Absa Premiership. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you so much. Sokala Duma
Radio. And we thank you very much for being with us. Thank you, Namhla, for arranging these interviews. And thank you to everyone who've been part and parcel of this journey of making sure that Bafana Bafana qualifies. Of course, you and your support, your moral support, your prayers, you being there showing the players that you care was extremely essential. The coaching staff that I mentioned at the beginning, their players, of course, and everyone else, the administrators. We're now off to Egypt on the 21st of June 2019. That's where Bafana Bafana will be amongst 24 Africa's best teams. Right, thank you very much for listening to us. I am your host, Nkululeko Gewu, and this has been the special edition of The Big Interview. Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.